What if you could live the life you truly desire? What choices would you make? What is stopping you from choosing this? Join the Consciously Crazy Chicks, Megan and Haley Sue, on the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show to discuss many topics around creating and being instead of existing and living. What fun can we have creating the fabulous life you desire?
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our fabulous show, The Consciously Crazy Chicks. I am your Haley Sue with my crazy conscious partner, Megan Rogers. And together we are the Consciously Crazy
Chicks. Hello,
everybody. Hi, Megs. Today we are discussing the distance between us. How much do we separate?
Yeah, we're discussing relations.
Oh, we've got a bit of a delay. So, let me start that again. How much we separate, give up, and fake to be in a relationship? What does relationship look like to you? And is it your point of view or the world's? What if you gave up your shopping list? Would you find what you are looking for then? Can some items on your list be fulfilled by other people outside your relationship? What if now is the time for change? So a lot of questions in there that we can discuss today, coming up about relationships. So let's come Megan in and first tell you a little bit about us and the Consciously Crazy Chicks and who and what we be. Hi, Megs.
Cool. Hey. So yeah, we do have a bit of a delay, so we might talk over each other, but we'll just, well, how does it get better than that? So I'm a energy worker and been doing access and a whole bunch of other stuff for a little while now. I'm a bars facilitator, a body process facilitator, and a talk to entities facilitator. I also do many other things like work in IT, design websites, all those other funky, fabulous things. But Haley and I are so excited to do these shows together because we really do want to change the world. One starfish at a time, hey Hales.
One crazy starfish at a time, yes, absolutely. And so, yes, yeah, so I am an energy worker. I work a lot with body in beauty and energy work. I'm a bars facilitator, a process facilitator. I do Reiki, crystal healing, and I'll pretty much do anything to get you where you want to be in your life if you are willing to look at it and choose the change and put it into action. Because that's what we were discussing today. Hey, Megs, it's like stop the talking and start choosing and actioning it. Because I think so many times we can just go round and round and round.
Yeah, we were actually swimming in the sea and we were like, what makes people choose the same stuff over and over and over again? Yeah, so as you say, stop the talking, do the choosing. So, Haley, honey, the distance between us. I'm going to tell everybody how we got to this topic.
Well, I've just spent a fabulous week in Cape Town with Megan, and my sister lives there, and so yeah, we did a whole lot of creating and playing, and it was just so awesome to be in such a magical space and also to be physically with Megan and not just over Skype creating stuff all the time. So yeah, we were swimming in the sea and all these things were coming up and about relationships and how we need things from so many different people. So we don't just get one thing from one person, but we are made so wrong for that in this reality. Am I making my, maybe I need to say that in a better way. So marriage and having children is kind of this reality, you know, you should grow up, get married, and have the 2.5 children. Sorry for the 0.5 child.
Sorry for the 0.5.
So what is that entity that we choose? And then once we've chosen one partner, we're told that nobody else can really contribute to our lives. Well, that's the limitation that I get from this reality, is that, and that's not really my reality anymore. I have a fabulous husband who is listening to our show today, and he truly allows me to be me and allows me to choose what works for me. Sometimes it doesn't really work for him. And it's about it is a give and take. Sometimes I take a little bit more than I give. And and truly having that person in my life that has just shown me what it is like to not have the jealousy, not have the fighting and the arguing, you know, that goes with wanting to choose for you.
Yeah. That's actually fabulous, because I think that that's a very rare thing that people choose these, you know. You were saying that you need to get maybe different things out of a relationship from different people and being made wrong for that. So we all have this, like, shopping list, if you can put it like this list of things that you want from somebody. And it's very rare that one person can fulfill everything. I was listening to one of Blossom Benedict's posts, and she was talking about dating now. And she was saying, you know, she wants a best friend, and she wants somebody to dance with. She wants somebody that there's physical attraction. She wants somebody to laugh with. She wants somebody to do this and this. And she had, like, a whole list of things. And you don't need to get that all from one person. But in this reality, that particular person has to match, or what's the word, tick all the boxes. And when they don't, that poor person sort of gets made wrong for it, you know. And I think that's a very interesting way of thinking, that one person has to fulfill everything.
Well, absolutely. And that's what we've been entrained and brought up with, that's the way it is. You know, and even when a relationship doesn't work out, we make that so wrong. You know, I've been married for whatever, 5 years, 3 years, whatever, and it's not working out. And most people, you know, because we're told when we're little, you make a decision and you stick to it. When they've made the decision to get married, a lot of people will stay in a relationship just because they have made that choice, and they don't know that they have another choice, that it's okay to leave. And maybe, you know, what else would be possible for the relationship if you looked at it from a different point of view? But everybody thinks their relationships have to look the same. And I think that's a big thing, is that we all think our relationships need to look the same. But we are not all the same. So why would the relationships be the same? Sometimes we're cute and not so bright.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are very cute. Definitely not that bright. So there's a very cool tool there that we can share with everybody. If you find that you're in a place where a relationship isn't working or isn't looking like you're desiring it to, and, you know, even if you need to leave the relationship, or if somebody leaves you and you're struggling with it, you can always destroy and uncreate your relationship every day and see what changes between you and the person. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, in this space, doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic relationship, so to say. It can be a relationship with your sister, your best friend, your son, your grandmother, whatever. But if you destroy and uncreate your relationships on a daily basis, things start to change, and things, there's more space for different possibilities with those people in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. That is such a great tool. I started probably doing that about regularly about a year ago, every single day, destroying and uncreating my relationship with all my family and some of my friends. And people start to go into a bit of a, like, what do you mean you want to destroy your relationship? It's not that you are destroying the relationship. It's that you are destroying all your points of view that you have about that relationship so that something else can show up. So it may be something far greater than you could ever imagine. And it will just be little things that will start change. Relationship becomes so much more ease, joy, and glory. Because all of life should come to us with ease, joy, and glory.
Yeah, I agree. And I also see often that we separate and we give up stuff in our, you know, give up our own things, give up stuff in our own bases and fake things to be in a relationship and make it work. Well, you don't really need to do that, you know. If you destroy and create your relationship and you're willing to look at different possibilities in your relationship, things can change drastically for you.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about where relationships begin, well, I'm talking about romantic relationships now. You know, you may meet somebody in a club or wherever, but normally that person looks a lot different to when they are lying next to you in bed at 5 a.m. So they don't have whatever, you know, be a cup, all their jewelry, all the jewels and the fake up, I call it. Because it's not makeup, it's makeup. Because it's not who you truly are or be. And yeah, so when you meet that when you get together with that person, then you've already based the relationship on something that really isn't true. Because then that expectation is always there that is how it's going to be, that you are picture perfect.
Yeah, especially when you meet somebody outside, like, you know, if you're in a club or whatever. Or even if you just, once you get to the nitty-gritty of the relationship and you start to see who you truly be with that person and who they truly be in general, then you can actually start to look at what you give up in that relationship and how you give it up. It's so interesting. I noticed, as an example with me, is I always have, in my past, I've always given up my own comfort and my own happiness for somebody else. And since I started destroying and creating relationships, that's changed significantly for me, which is quite cool, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do separate a lot from ourselves. And, I mean, what does relationship mean? The difference between two things. So
that's true.
Wow. Yeah. So how do we separate ourselves to be in a relationship? And go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I've lost what I was going to say. Never mind.
We just separated our brains.
We separated it.
Oh dear.
Anyway, so we were saying we were separating ourselves, but I think it's almost time for a break. So when we come back, we can talk about how we separate, what the distance is between two things. What do you think?
Absolutely. We'll see you on the other side.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head. that when run assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and my partner in craziness is Haley Sue. Hey, Haley.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
And we are talking about the distance between us, which is basically about relationships. And just before the break, we were talking about how what the distance between us really is. And often we choose separation in relationships rather than contribution. We were saying that we give up things of our, we give up our own stuff in our own lives in order to make other people happy and separate ourselves from who we truly be, rather than have somebody in your life that's a contribution to you and you to them. That would be a fabulous relationship, eh?
Yeah. Well, I've got one of those, so how does it get better than that?
Whoop.
I've got many of those, actually. I've got many of those, not just with my husband.
Well, there you
I've
go.
Got that with you, and you contribute to me. So do your relationships contribute and create more for you, or do they dictate and limit you? Do they dictate to you and limit you? So that's really interesting, because a lot of relationships you look at will be where they are dictating to each other and limiting each other in everything that they be and do together. You know, don't dress like this.
Yeah.
From the stupid things to, like, you're not allowed to dress like this, whatever it is. Don't wear that shade of lipstick. You can't cut your hair. You can't grow your hair. I mean, it can be quite ridiculous in what you want to choose. You can't go out with girls, or you can't go out with the guys. And yeah, what is that? Is it creating more for you in your life, or is that limiting you? I'd love to know what your thoughts are. So if you have any questions, please send us an email or a Facebook message or a tweet.
A tweet? You can send us a tweet if you really want to. Put them in the post. See how crazy they become.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's just, like, for me, that's like, if you're going to dictate to somebody, it's very much a control thing. In my point of view, you know, you're controlling how that person behaves, and that seems, is that out of jealousy, or out of, I don't know. I suppose if they have the point of view that they're not in trouble, that relationship actually make it or last. Mm. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, who would those people be if they weren't controlling each other? If they were just an allowance of what each other was choosing, would that create more for them? I know that certainly did for me. And it certainly does for me within my family relationships as well. You know, when you're in allowance of what other people are choosing and not trying to control, which I did try to do for very many years of my life, and it just makes you go crazy.
Yeah.
Because that is not a contribution to them, and it's not a contribution to you.
That's true.
Yeah.
And when you're in allowance of other people's points of view about things, you know, for me as well, and my family, they really do try to control a lot of what I do and how I do it. But rather than going, you know, you can't control me, you just balance of what they're wanting to do and what they're choosing and go, it's actually okay, that's your point of view, I have a different point of view, and do it with maybe a little bit more of a gentle space, but whatever works for you, you know.
Yeah.
And I found that once I've done that, things have changed for them. They realize that I'm still going to be there, and I'm going to stay in their lives, even if there's no control. It might not be like, might not turn out or look exactly like they'd like, but that's a completely different thing.
Yeah,
so
well,
we didn't have these...
that's the allowance thing, isn't it? It's not how you want it to look. When you have a point of view of how it should look is when you are basically doing control, because you've got to control everything to make the point of view create your reality.
Yeah. So if we had to give that up, like, what would our lives look like if we didn't have the relationships that we make significant? We didn't have the stuff in relationships that we make so significant.
What would your life look like without the relationships that you make so significant? That is such a great question. I think everybody just went into a beyonds. Really? I'm going to give up all my relationships that are significant?
Yeah, and I've gotten to a space where I would be okay without these relationships that I make so significant. I'd like to have these people in my life, but if I don't make them that significant, it doesn't mean that I don't choose to have them. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I think that when we say what would your life look like without the relationships that you make so significant. If you give up significance, what would that relationship look like? I'm not saying that you wouldn't have that relationship with those people. It's just that if you take that significance away, what else would truly be possible for you and that other being?
Yeah, and how much more fun can you have, and how much more space can you have with that person, no matter who they are, and how much change would create for them and for you. I think that would be, wow, the world would change if people took that significance away.
Can you look at the energy on that? It's the energy on that is just so expansive and so light. I just get the it's so yummy. To be a space of expansive contribution to each other is truly, truly awesome. I mean, there's no control, no nothing but contribution and beingness and oneness. That's all about, isn't it? Is it being in oneness with each other?
But I think a lot of people actually don't know what that looks like. How do you get to that place? Like, a lot of people have said to me, you know, you say all this stuff about relationships and how we do this, but how do they get from being in a relationship that's very significant and to a place where there's space? Yes, controlling, just to a place where there's space. Other than destroy and uncreate the relationship, what other tools can we give there?
Okay, well, definitely I would start with destroying and uncreating the relationship every single day, every chunk of it, actually. And then another one is to be in allowance. And I know when we say be in allowance, people go, well, what does that really mean? So what does that really mean? Being in allowance means to me is I push my barriers down, and whatever that person is choosing, even if I don't like it, I might have a point of view about it, but I don't resist and react or align and agree with it. That is being in allowance. It just is. It just flows through you like it doesn't affect you in any way. And I'm not, you know, some people would go, yeah, but if we're having an argument or whatever, I'm not saying you be the doormat, because you can step up to that person. But, yeah, I don't know, maybe I can elaborate a little bit more on that, Megs.
Yeah, so I think sometimes when we talk about being an allowance of somebody, a lot of people go, well, you know, I can't just let somebody do whatever they want with me or to me or say whatever they like or just behave however they want to. But that whole point of being in, you know, choosing a relationship where you're a contribution to each other, because when you are a contribution to each other, and this is my point of view, there might be times where, yes, you'll have an argument or you'll do something or whatever, you know, and then you put your barriers down and go, okay, so what is that? Have a look at it. You don't need to analyze it. Just have a look at it and get the energy of it. And if you're having an argument and somebody's doing something you don't like, just say, look, dude, this is not something I like. This is my point of view. And then let it go. Because we often hold on to stuff that's really not – make things significant. We hold on to stuff that's really not important. And we make that the base of how we relate to each other. This is just how I've operated in the past. And I see a lot of other people operate like that. So – what little black book? Dude, yeah. Dave was talking about something else entirely on
there. Let me just expand on the allowance. When you're in allowance, you are not accepting. You see, people get confused between the allowance and accepting. You're not accepting what they are saying is true for you, but most times we will go into that and then try and make it true for us, and that's where we get into sticky, awkward positions, because it just doesn't feel right to us, but we try and make it true for us. And I think that's where a lot of confusion comes in.
I think that was well put. Awesome.
And you were saying, you were saying don't hold on to things. So Dave was saying, because I used to joke and say I've got a little black book that I write all the bad and nasty things that, you know, coming home, whatever, late from work, being out with the boys, write it down in the little black book, and they've got ammunition for, you know, when I want something, then I can bring it up. Quite ridiculous how I used to be. I mean, really. So, yeah, how does it get any better than that our relationship has come now 7 years later and it's just completely, completely different to how it was in the beginning? It wasn't. I'm not saying it's bad or good. It's just completely different. And that's okay when your relationship changes and becomes different, because it should grow and expand and be more of a contribution to you both. So you're back with us now, Megs?
Yeah, sorry. I'm having a quick conversation by myself. And it was funny. Anyway, what were you saying?
How much ammunition in your little black book do you have that you had to drop off the call?
Apparently got a lot. We'll just destroy and uncreate all of that.
We are about to go to a break. Maybe when we come back, we could talk about, is monogamy just a choice?
Ooh, jeez. That's going to be a fun conversation. Cool.
Yeah.
So we'll see you after the break.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Z.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers and my partner, Haley Sue. And we're busy talking about relationships and the distance between us. And just before we went to break, how's it, Haley? Before I just keep talking.
Just keep talking. You're on a roll, baby.
Oh, I was on a roll. We were talking about being an allowance of each other and we'll hold on to stuff, make things significant. And I apparently have quite a lot of things in my little black book because it kicked me off the call. So, Hales, is monogamy just a choice?
That's such a big word, monogamy.
What is your point of view? I know. I had to think about that before I said it. what is your point of view on that?
Yeah, so were these bodies meant to be monogamous? So monogamous means you are with one. When you choose to be with a partner, you are just with that one partner, whatever, for the rest of life or for however long the relationship is. So
where did that come from? I mean,
I'm not sure, actually.
Okay.
Well, when you choose, well, I suppose, systems, the church, possibly. When you choose to get married or to be in a committed relationship. Oh, that sounds so heavy. we're talking about sex here, obviously. So,
yeah.
If you meet somebody else that you go, oh, I can't quite fancy him or her, because let's just dive in there too. It doesn't have to be of the same sex. And that just blew my whole train of thought.
Okay. Anyway, so Bree was saying that. Just thought of all that. Bree was saying that she has a lot of friends that have different points of view on this. So while you get your train of thought back, for me, monogamy has always been only the meaning of it for me is to only be in an intimate space with one person. at a time. You know, you know, when you're in a relationship, it's intimate with one person at a time. And, you know, if you go to, like, I went to a club on the weekend, and you just have a look at it. It happened to be a gay boys club, and you have a look at how these guys relate to each other. They don't have this strange point of view about it. That's a big generalization, but they are. It's more about fun, and it's more about what's contributive to them and to each other. Where, I don't know. It's such a funny. It's a funny area, isn't it?
Yeah, I was
kind of making me nervous to go there.
It's actually a contribution. I remember when I started Access, and we read "Sex is not a four-letter word, but relationships often is." I think that's what it's called. And I remember Dave and I saying to our family and friends and whatever the story about, you know, if you meet somebody and they're going to be a contribution to you, then you can sleep with them while you are in an intimate relationship with someone else. They would look at it and go, what? Are you insane? But the trick is that it is only a contribution when you don't feel guilty. And more times than not, you will feel guilty about sleeping with someone else when you are in an intimate relationship with one partner. So is that just a point of view? Is that how we've been trained to feel guilty? I don't know. So only if it is a contribution, yeah, to you and your body. As you were saying, those boys in the club, I don't know if it was so much as a contribution to them, but I think it was a lot of fun for them.
Well, who are we to say if it was a contribution or not?
Well, I mean, I think that a lot of the times in clubs, we're so aware of what we're choosing that, it's all just in the name of fun. Boys will be boys.
So, boys will be boys. But I think Dave has a good point, is that if you do have if you are in a relationship and there are other people that come along, you get to choose. It's always a choice. And as Haley also says, if it makes you feel guilty, then don't do that. If it's a contribution, then, you know, you need to get over that point of view of feeling guilty if it's a contribution. And in the same token, that book that you talking about, Dane says that there was an old lady and her husband had been married for like 30 years. And Dane had asked her about if he knows whether her husband was cheating on her. And she said she doesn't know, and she doesn't need to know, because if he needs to do something in order to contribute to him, he wouldn't be honoring her if he told her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's not honoring to tell the other person when she doesn't really need to know, or he really need to know. If it's a contribution and it's fun for your body, and you're going to get some change from that person or something. Well, I suppose that's what contribution is.
I guess so. And our relationships don't have to look the same, you know. Just because there's a normal, if I can call it, normal relationship of perhaps being married or being in a relationship with one person for a long time, a lot of people have different relationships. They have relationships with two people at once, and that's contributive to them. I recently met a girl who's had relationships with five guys at once, and that's, for her, has been, she's had so much fun, and everybody is aware of everybody else, and for them it's how it works. I had a point of view about it, but she doesn't have a point of view about it, so I had to do a little bit of talking there.
Well, how awesome is that? We are humanoids, and we do like to multitask, so why not have five different partners?
New meaning to multitask.
Oh, my goodness.
That's funny. I like that.
Was it five men she was juggling? Because, my God, that is multitasking.
Yeah, it was five men she was juggling. and now chosen. She's now chosen to stay with two of them. And the other three have now moved on. But for her, that's how relationships look, and I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, that is. That is so cool. I mean, I know somebody that was married and truly, truly loves this guy. But he's her best friend and gone through so much in their life and just are awesome together. But she then fell in love with somebody else. And she was so torn, and that person was female. But she loved them both so much, but couldn't or wouldn't see another way. It was either one or the other. It couldn't be, okay, well, how is this going to be a contribution to all of us? So, you know, you go into the whole trauma and drama of everything and hurting everybody. And maybe if we just looked at it from a different point of view, we wouldn't have to do the whole trauma and drama thing.
Yeah. I think that relationship is such a an interesting way of being here. You know, when we are in that space, a lot of people don't seem to be able to, I want to say almost like they don't want to choose, but they don't seem to be able to go, okay, this is something else that I choose. This is something else I can look at. Because they get so emotionally wrapped up in what they're feeling, rather than looking at it from an energetic point of view. So
the wrongness and
question
the judgment
could we,
of everybody else, and you know what that looked like for everybody else, and oh my goodness, I can't be doing this, and how do I go from being married to having a girlfriend, and oh my God, no. I think it becomes all...
What's my family going to think? What's my,
my
society going to think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Will I still have a place at the Christmas table? Oh, my word. It's just so much. Far too much judgment that they put on themselves. It may not even be everybody. I mean, yes, it is a lot of the times everybody's point of view around them. Well, not everybody, but a point of view around them. But... it's a lot of judgment of themselves.
Yeah. Brie has a very interesting question. She says, I wonder how many people would choose polygamy if it wasn't made wrong in society.
Yeah.
I actually think that many, many people would. Because it's such a... I don't know. I think as humanoids, we like to... We don't like to stick to one thing, you know,
but that's
and it's
exactly
a contribution to be able to, it's fun to be in different places with different people, and I think we need to kind of, in my point of view, get over ourselves and make sure that we are, and choose people that are contributions to you. I suppose that's a lot easier said than done, isn't it? Or is it just a choice?
I think it's just a choice. We make it hard. And we know the only thing that should be hard in our lives are a penis. Yes, I said it.
I was waiting for something profound.
But it is exactly that. It is just a choice. Because if it was easy, why on earth would be Jesus.
Exactly. And why do we need to go into that spiral of, oh my God, you know, what am I doing? Why am I, you know, why are my relationships never work? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with them? Instead of just going, actually, you know what? This is not a contribution to either of us. Let's move on. Let's move on. Or this is a contribution. How does it get any better than this? What else can we choose? You know?
Choose. And... you could use your awareness in all these situations instead of going into the panic, blame, shame, and regret and guilt. Awareness, 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 awareness. I mean, we know that we know. So
exactly.
Let's discuss more of this after the break.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and with me is Haley Sue.
Hey, hey,
and we
everybody.
Are talking about... Hey, we're talking about relationships and the distance between us. So just before we went on the break, we were talking about using our awareness in relationships. You had such a great way of putting it.
Yeah, so what if you could use awareness in all situations instead of going into the panic, blame, shame, regret, and guilt? And that... Yeah, awareness is the key, I think, here. Awareness, we know that we know. We all have the awareness of when our partner is cheating on us, when something's not right with our partner, or not just our partner, within our families as well, any relationships that we have, really. We always know when something's not as it should be. What if we could ask more questions around that instead of going into the trauma and drama of everything and, oh my God, what have I done, what have they done, etc.?
Yeah. And one of the really cool questions is if you have the awareness that something's going on and you can ask the question, you know, what is this and can I change it? If so, how do I change it? And feel the energy that comes up and get from there. But keep asking the questions because something can definitely change if you ask the question. And also keep destroying and uncreating that relationship every day. It will create so much expansion for you. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is it? Yeah, I was going to say it again. So what is it? What is this? Can I change it? And if so, how do I change it? Without
and what else is possible?
Going into the wrongness of you. Yeah. And how does it get better than this? But don't go into the wrongness of you or make the other person wrong, regardless of what that awareness is. Just ask the questions. Isn't that all?
Yeah. Yeah. Is this a contribution to me? Is this a contribution to them?
Is it a contribution to them?
Cool. So what if you braced your weird and wild sixth sense? What if it wasn't wrong?
Yeah. And what if you could have a fun and interesting relationship rather than the one that you're taught to have?
Yes. And what you're taught in school when you have to draw the picture of your family, you know? I mean, it's so taught and trained and ingrained in us to have the house with the white picket fence and the two dogs in the yard and the 2 5 children playing. It's just what we brought up with, isn't it? And when you don't get that, you do go into the wrongness of you and what are you choosing and it's not right. But if that's what is true for you, then that's true for you. If living in an apartment on your own is light for you, choose it.
Exactly. And if you want to have get married and have 2.5 children, that's fabulous. If you want to have 3 boyfriends or 3 boyfriends and 2 girlfriends, you must do whatever is contributive to you and to them. That's my point
of
view.
Exactly. Get out of your own way and start stepping up and choosing more of you and choosing what is true for you instead of other people's points of views.
Because at the end of the day, their points of view, if you take them on, will create your reality. If you take them on as your own. And if you don't, they can't. Choose something else. Yay!
Yeah. Your point of view creates your reality. Change your point of view. It changes your reality, changes
change your
relationships.
Reality. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's choice right. creates so, awareness. So the more you choose, the more you wake up.
I like it a lot. So I just wanted to our next week's show is going to be fantabulous. We are talking about a very interesting topic before we run away tonight. It's called The Purpose of Life or The Point of Life. I think that's going to be very fun for you guys to come and play with us.
Yes. Yeah, why are we here? to have the relationships and the 2.5 children, or is there way more to life than we have ever thought or imagined possible?
Exactly. Or maybe
so
it's
send
just
in your questions. Send in your questions. Tell them where to sessions, Megs.
Yeah, so you can find us on our website, www.consciouslycrazychicks.com, and you can send an email to Megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com or Facebook, consciouslycrazychicks.com. Get hold of us on any one of those platforms, and we shall get you on our show. Thank you very much for being with us tonight. Thank you, Bree and Dave, for being the contribution.
That you be to us, absolutely. Thank you for all your contributions. Have a fabulous week, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for choosing to listen to us, the Consciously Crazy Chicks. Megan and Haley Sue will return next Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm. We hope you'll join us. Until then, what fun can you have and what can you create?